Meanwhile, political parties that represented in last night's presidential debate have expressed satisfaction and commended GPC and NCC and its partners for a successful presidential debate. The policy advisor of the PPP, Kofi Asamoah-Sian, was, however, not happy that President Mahama allegedly took foreign materials to the podium against the rules of the debate. Per the rules of the debate, none of the candidates was supposed to take any booklet, tablet or electronic gadgets to the podium. However, Mr. Asamoah-Sian said he saw President Mahama with what looked like the NDC manifesto and the president's green book.
It's been a good exercise, a good debate. There was an opportunity to vary and compare the educational policies, for example, between that of the PPP, Dr. Indum, and President Mahama's timetable for us to get it right, even though there's a constitutional injunction. I need to commend GBC for putting this huge program together. The coverage is okay. People have listened, and we expect more of that. The only thing we expect in future is that we'll raise the standard. From the moderators, and according to the rules, nobody was supposed to bring any external material. The president has a stack of paper in front of him with copious notes written on them. And even it was shown on camera that the president was holding the NDC manifesto or the Green Book. Why would he violate the rules when nobody's supposed to bring papers there or external materials and to speak from their mind so that Ghanaians can judge them better? If you are not giving all of us, and the president at some point was waving the NDC manifesto, I realized maybe he forgot that he was not supposed to show the apple.
But what did you do about it? You should have gone to tell the moderators.
Well, we're going to do that, and we're restrained by the elders of our party. Otherwise, we're going to protest.
Kofi Asamoah-Sian is the policy advisor of the PPP. The Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the NDC, Adekuka, denied the PPP's allegation, saying even if the president had it, he did not refer to the book.
It's good that the president and the other candidates had a debate, but you observe that the president stopped on the issues. He is the one in charge, and he's got the figures. And all the things that they were saying, they didn't have a concrete policy. But he has a policy guideline which is working on. I mean, he's above all of them, both in policy, both in delivery, both in everything.
I've spoken to some PPP executives, and they are making an allegation that the president had the Green Book and the NDC manifesto. He was not supposed to have that on the platform.
But he wrote the Green Book, and so it's already in his head.
But he was not supposed to have it on the platform.
Well, I saw him look at the Green Book. Maybe along the line he brought it back. I don't see anything wrong with that. There's nothing wrong. It's an epitome of knowledge. So that did not aid him. Did not read from it. He spoke extempore. So what's the problem?
Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the NDC, Adekuka. For her part, the first vice chairperson of the CPP, Hajia Hamdatu Ibrahim, was not happy about comments made by Dr. Papa Kwesi Indum when he told Mr. Greenstreet that the debate was not a theatre.
It went very well, and then I'm sure all the participants that the presidential candidate did well, but I can say my presidential candidate did very well. He really stuck to the issues. I don't want to mention him, but I was not happy with the way one particular candidate was trying to hit my candidate below the belt. You understand? Because if you say it is not a theater, as if somebody is here for a concert, I'm not sure it's a fair comment. I think the moderator should have even allowed him to withdraw that statement.
Now, I've spoken to some PPP executives, and they are saying that the president had the Green Book and the manifesto. Did you see that?
Well, they were sitting there. Everybody was writing notes. So I wouldn't know, because we were told that nobody should bring a note. But I saw that everybody was writing something. So if it was against the rule of the game, the organizer should have made sure that nobody was told, because I heard the moderator saying that no notes. And then I saw some books. Actually, I saw something green, but I wouldn't know from where I was sitting whether it was a manifesto or it wasn't a manifesto. And then, you know, there was a break. If people had issues with contestants, maybe behavior, maybe thinking that some people were copying from or reading from some written lesson, they should have protested. It should have drawn the attention of the moderators.
The running mate of the independent candidate, Jacob Oseyebua, was satisfied that issues on agriculture were topical at the debate.
Well, the debate was all right, because based on the national issues and the issues that benefit most of the Ghanaian people, for me it is okay. Most issues that worries Ghanaians about the health sector, the developmental projects in terms of infrastructure, both our farmers and these are painting questions that normally asked by the moderator, and I'm okay with it. What surprised me the most, you know, on the Greek sector, because the Greek sector, everybody is the farmers who feeds us now. And we need to develop more inputs to the farmers so that they can do their farming work. But secondly, to on the youth and unemployment, that's also it's a good area that touches me.
That was the running mate of the independent candidate Jacob Oseyeboah. Still on the GBC NCC debate, experts who witnessed the encounter applauded the conduct of the candidate. Here are their views.
I wasn't really expecting anything spectacular, because when you look at the stage at which the debate was conducted, it's almost at the latter part of the campaigning, so almost everything that needs to be said has been said. But having said that, I think I'm impressed with the demeanor of all the candidates and the frank and open manner they discuss the issues, and I think they have been very civil to each other. There hasn't been any sort of antagonism. You've seen the president conceding at certain instances about the challenges. You've seen the other candidates also conceding where things are being done the right way by the current government. So by and large, it is a credit, and I'm seeing this as an improvement from the previous debates that we have had. But there's still more room for improvement. Some of the responses from all the candidates really are very, very superficial, and the moderators should have really probed them further for questions. But I think the time itself was not sufficient. They've all been stars in different ways, depending on the topic at stake. But I'm really impressed about Ivor Greenstreet, the way he has conducted himself.
Oh, I think they actually met my expectation. They actually addressed the questions that were posed to them. And I think that it was a fantastic evening, because each of them had fantastic ideas as to how to solve our problems. If we put all these ideas together, it would be a great thing to do.
It turned out well. They all did a good job. They presented themselves very well. And, you know, now we wait and see who wins. We leave it to Ghanaians. It was aired for everybody to see. So, and as they concluded, they all promised that they will try to keep the country peaceful. They have vowed for peace, and that is what we are looking forward to.
It was very good. It went very well. But I think Dr. Edward Nasiri Mahama was more specific. When you ask him things, he will bullet the points and make sure that he really answers the question. Even though the others also attempted answering, some of them will veer off, and it was great. The rest have also done very well. It has been a success, a great success. And I think NCC and GTV have done so well. I never expected them to do this. When they came out that they wanted to do this, I was one of the people who objected against it, because they are supposed to educate voters and other things. But they've really changed my mind. I think they've done well.
Those were views of some experts who were at the State Banquet Hall to observe last night's GBC NCCE presidential debate.